Dude, it's good to see you, because last time we chatted, it's going to sound weird, but we were in a hotel room together.
We went in that room, and I was like, I don't know if I'll ever see those people again, but here we are. Now we're in Texas. We're in my homeland now. We're not in Nashville, so.
That's true. Well, the good thing is, things have went sideways at some point if you never saw us again. The good news is you're seeing us again, really.
That is a good, that is good news.
One, obviously, it's cool that you're our Odyssey launch artist.
Yeah, man. It's insane. It's so cool.
It really allows me to give people a little behind the scenes of who you are, and would stop for a second and say, hey, I want to introduce you to somebody and their music. You almost ruined House Again for me. Do you know that?
Why?
Because you walked in and you played Weatherman.
Yeah.
Yeah, and which you hadn't played for anybody yet, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I remember that because you were like, what about this one?
Right.
And I was like, hey, man, no, this one right over here.
Right, right. But my point is I'm going to go back to House Again because it took a couple listens, right? So the first listen, okay, get it. And you're like, okay, it could be about relationships, could be about this and that. And I was like, he's only 18. What is this thing really about? Mm-hmm. Let's dive in. And then I listened to it a couple more times and I connected. Yeah. I grew up in a split household as well, right?
Yeah, dude.
And so you all of a sudden dive into some of those emotions that are hard that you don't talk about as a kid.
Or vulnerable as a man or a guy, you know?
Yeah. Like, and now you're able to put them in songs.
Yeah.
What is it like to feel to have that song on such a big platform to people, something that means so much to your childhood?
Yeah. The funny thing about the song, like when we wrote it and I showed it to Zeb and showed it to everyone, and Zeb was like, you like that one? And I was like, I mean, what if a song about like something like, it's not like that like super personal, but like something from my childhood like blew up and ended up being a huge song, like a sad thing in my childhood. And he was like, let's just try it. Let's put it out. Lucky enough, or sure enough, I put it out and everyone relates to it. And I'm like, but now I've found like such a cool thing about like divorce and the idea of like growing up in a split household and like the fact that other people have also gone through that. And I mean, it can even be your friend leaving you, you know, it could be anyone. And so it's cool to see that feelings are universal, you know, and that was my favorite part. And hearing the stories in the merch line about what it got them through, and it's just little things.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
I'm sure you had it firsthand. People came up, and have you heard some stories that you stopped doing your tracks?
Yeah, like there was one person that came to my Billy Bob's EP release, and they were like, "My parents split up. My dad's in the military. My mom, like, did the wrong, and I'm living alone right now." And I was like, that makes my situation not look too bad, you know, like back when I was a kid. And she was like, your song is like the only thing that I listen to every night before I go to bed. And I'm like,
that's why you do it, right?
That gives you chills. Like that's like the extra oomph that you need to get through the weekend.
We talk about it all the time too. Divorce isn't always a bad thing, right?
No,
it's a bad situation to get to the good thing.
Exactly.
And so to be able to open up and talk about it and have other people go, okay, we're going to be okay too. I mean, look, Hudson's doing okay. I mean,
Hudson
finished college, but whatever, you know, he's fine.
Yeah. I'm still in college. Right. He's not, but
right. Right.
No.
Have you thought about that at school at all? Like have you thought about doing any, going back?
In the beginning, I was super like scared, you know, is, because like you're literally chasing your dream, like the dream that everyone dreams
to do. There's no safety
I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do it. And then we put out 5 to 9, and 5 to 9 did well, and we were at ACL, and I was like, this one's called Two-Way Drive, moving on. And I was like, and I dropped out. And my mom was in the crowd, and she comes backstage, and I was like, great set, right? And she's like, you did what?
That's how she found out you dropped out of school?
Yeah.
On stage?
Yeah. Well, I hadn't dropped out yet, but I was failing at that point. Like, but I mean, I had a 4.0 up until music started. I don't want to ever go back, because like I think the second that you ever think about going back is the second that you're like not thinking something else is going to work. So if I'm not full gung-ho where my feet are in music, then... Yeah.
You're building the house, man. Yeah. And you're coming to Joe's...
I just saw Ed.
Oh, you did?
At Lone Star Smokeout.
Oh, fantastic. So. Yeah. Has there been at least one moment, before we go, one moment that as you've had these big moments, you go, I'm going to remember that forever?
Yeah, I think it was... Honestly, there's been multiple, but like, every night we play House Again.
Yeah. When they sing it back
I mean, like, also, like, Billy Bob's and... Yeah.
And these are staples that you grew up knowing. Yeah. I can't wait to play a place like Billy Bob's. And,
and then there's Billy Bob's, but then there's also, like, we did Kansas City, and that was one of my favorite shows of all time. I mean, I was wearing a Kansas City jersey, and then we started playing Taylor Swift in the set. and I didn't think about the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift connection.
Oh, nailed it.
People started going nuts. But then we played house again, and they went even more nuts in 5-9. Like, and they're singing From Austin to Houston, like all these songs that I've written about Texas, and like it's universal, you know? And that's my favorite part of going out there to a different state or even your home state, and it's just as loud out there as it is like
back
home. Wait
till Joe's, man. You're going to get it right back at you.
Flashlights. I love
it. It's solid. And it makes for great social content too, right?
It does.
Well, congratulations, man. I'm glad that we've gotten to get behind you, champion.
Yeah, and I appreciate that too, because it's like, it's kind of like, all right, if these people have faith in me.
We want to lift up good people, right? And that's what it's all about. We all got to lift each other up. So, man, congratulations, and look forward to you coming to Chicago.
Thank you, man. Yes, sir.
Cool.